watch me try to sound young. Rip me out the plastic. This is Put Your Phone Down Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha. I hope I sounded all right, because I don't even know if people still say rip me out the plastic. I'm just trying to sound relevant. I'm your girl, Keisha, and we letting our hair down on this episode. I got my girl, Jennifer, back on the line. And what can I say? I think the first time we talked, it was just a few months ago. And Jennifer was talking about Zeta Girls and how much it meant and how much the girls meant. And in just that short time, you know, I got online, which I hardly do unless I'm pumping up for the podcast. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this a billboard? Is this a billboard? And like in such a short time. So I couldn't even click like, love, nothing. I just had to call her. And when I called her, the first thing I said was, take the phone from your ear, because I am about to start screaming. And anybody who know me know I get a little extra, but I cried. I cried because, like I said, I've known Jennifer for a long time. And I'm not going to say that we hung out or nothing like that. It's just that I have seen the evolution. I've seen it. You don't have to be around somebody 24/7. You ain't got to talk on the phone with them all day, all night to see growth, evolution, purpose. And I have on this phone line right now on the podcast, she's taking out some time with me. And that's what we go touch on, you know. And I think I've been seeing this phrase for a minute, so this is what I'm going to say. And I mentioned this saying to you, from the pit to the palace, because you made it. I mean, God ain't done with you yet, but to have this billboard, to know your story, to know your ups, your downs, your losses that you took behind closed doors, this is why you are on the podcast, because I want the people who do listen to be encouraged. It doesn't matter what they go through. And I think that you're a good example for this. So I've already given you these flowers and this intro and tried to sound like I knew what I was talking about, rip me out the plastic, child. Without further ado, I got my special and returning guest, Jennifer Williams, on the line with the billboard, honey. She got a billboard this time around. What's up, Jen?
Hi, lady. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for the flowers. Yeah, you called me crying. I mean, screaming, yelling. I mean, we had a great conversation and crying and yelling, screaming, laughing, you know, scriptures, preaching. I loved it. It was a good conversation yesterday, and it just fueled my soul to that somebody has watched me grow and know where I started from, where I'm at, where I'm trying to go, what I'm trying to do in my life. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Look, you know it ain't no thing. Look, you know I'm quick to throw in the scripture and the curse word at the same time. So don't try me. Don't ask me to speak at no church event, because you go clutch all your pearls, baby. Even if you ain't got none, you go grab on some kind of pearls.
That's the funny part. I love that about you. I love that about you, man. You might get a laugh, a cry, F-bomb.
Mm-hmm. Look, you go get it all dealing with me, because I will inspire you and curse you out at the same time. Like, look now, you know, but with this phone call, I think that it was, you know, meant to have all those emotions, because, you know, let's just talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, where did this all stem from? I want you to let people know, you know, the good, the bad, ugly, from the pit to the palace.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I took the leap of faith. You know, 6 years ago, I was in one of the worst times, seasons of my life. You know, I had went through that awful divorce. You know, it really broke me down. It broke my spirits, my mental. I was severely depressed. You know, even contemplated suicide. All of that in once. I thought that I wasn't worthy of nothing. I felt, yeah, worthless, selfless. You know, like, what did I do to deserve this? And I just remember, I would never, ever forget that I laid on that floor for 3 hours straight crying out to God and asking God, why me? What I'm going to do with my life? Lord, help me, please. And I just laid there, you know, and I just, it was a journey. It really was, because honestly, I would never think in a million years I would be here. I'd be smiling, happy again, because I just remember I couldn't even get out of bed. I would cry myself to sleep every day for 6 months straight. It took me 2 years to get over that agonizing pain. But then I told myself, like, this ain't the end of me. So what we gonna do? We gonna sit in this? Or we gonna heal from this, grow from everything? We're gonna pick up the pieces and get ourselves together. And that's what I decided to do. So I just started, like, brick by brick, piece by piece, trying to pull myself out of the slump that I felt like I was buried in, because I did feel like I was completely buried, suffocating, couldn't breathe, couldn't think. I mean, it was a lot. I lost like about 40 pounds. Child, that was like the smallest I've probably been in my adult life.
Girl, that breakup weight loss ain't no punk.
Man, listen. You can tell I'm happy now because I done peeled back out.
You went to the right places, though. You went to the right places.
Well, yeah, that's my new honey. You know, he's just like, I don't see nothing wrong. But I said, that's okay, though. But honestly, the person that I was married to, he actually, after 6 years, actually last year, maybe about 6-7 months ago, apologized for everything he did to me and put me through. You know what? And I told him that I forgave him and the woman who did it to me. I said, if it wasn't for y'all, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. God bless both of y'all. That's some strength when you praying for people who then hurt you and made you feel in a certain type of way that you never felt in your life. So I honestly contribute a lot of things to that moment, that season in my life where I was to myself. I had to learn who Jennifer was, what Jennifer wanted, what Jennifer desired, because Jennifer had put everybody else's needs before her own to the point that I was depleted. So it's like I didn't fill everybody else's tank up. What about mine? So I decided, you know what? At the age of 40, it's about me. My kid grown. I had a Negro who didn't appreciate me. So it's time to take your power back and start to build Jennifer Williams up. And a lot of people walked away from me. A lot of people wrote me off. I even had people who knew me for years call me a liar. That really hurt. I mean, when I tell you my name was slandered, it was, you felt like everybody just kicked you to the side. And I just felt like, again, worthless. Like, you my friend. You've been knowing me for years. One thing I don't do, I ain't got to send a lie on people. But it was a rough time in my life. Fast forward 6 years later, you know, that person left me swimming in a bunch of bills, and I just decided, like, nah, I'm going to make something myself, because I thought, like, I was going to lose everything that I had worked hard for. So I started with, you know, one of my businesses. Literally, I incorporated a business 24 hours after I signed my divorce papers. So I had a lot of things brewing, but I had to wait till I signed off on that dotted line. Once I signed off on that dotted line, baby, I got in the car and I put my seatbelt on. I said, let's go.
Man, that's the rebirth. I just want to, like, touch on, like, when you were saying stuff, I started thinking the word BBB, but not Better Business Bureau. It's the betrayal. Mm. It's the breakup, but then it's the blessing.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you don't even realize that betrayal is the blessing. You know, like, it takes a lot of hurt.
Yes.
To find out how strong you are. You know, it takes people to flip and script on you and you be like, yo, what happened?
Yeah.
For you to see a totally different version of yourself, you know? So when you touched on that, I think so many people can relate to feeling broken and not realizing it's a whole rebirth. Cause like you said, you got in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. This is my shit. And we about to take it there, scared and all.
Yeah, and when I tell you, very scared, very scared. I look at myself still to this day, and I always say, girl, who are you? It's like to the point, you know, when God rebuilds you, strip all that mess away, it's like you don't even recognize yourself. You know, but I keep going, I keep pushing. I love the woman that I've become, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm glad that a lot of people did walk away from me. Because like I said to you the other day, is that if certain people came along on the journey would have been sabotaged. So it's certain people to come with us like, God, why this person leave me? Why this person ain't room for me? We've been friends for years. But God said, like, no, this is the end of the season for that person. They can't go where you're going to go. Like, they I don't know if you see the memes, like, God heard the conversation when you went around. He heard the conversation. You think that certain people are your friends or certain people really do love you and got your back. But the whole time, they're behind your back trying to sabotage you.
But ain't that sad that as adults, like, this is stuff that you feel like you weed out in high school, middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, you always told growing up by your parents or somebody watching, oh, that's not your friend. And you be ready to claw their eyes out. Yeah. But as adults, you really want your tribe. You don't want to fall out with people, you know, or whatever. And it's sad, but it is, like you said, it kind of brings you back to loving yourself. It kind of, for me, I'm going to speak on me for a moment. Because I feel we have traveled similar roads, you know, when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And for me, 2019 for me is when I was like, yo, hold up. You know, it felt like blow after blow after blow. But what I didn't realize is that was pretty much my planting season, you know?
Yep.
And when I gave you the example of being planted, I'm like, man, you know, you don't know what's going on above ground. You just know you in a dark place. Man. You don't feel that water hitting. Man. You know, you're not looking at that water hitting as protection at all. You're like, God is saying, I'm not going to drown you. It might sprinkle, but you don't know that's his covering. You really feeling everything that's hitting you, you know, and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But at that same token, like you, I'm looking like, damn.
Yeah.
You good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you good. But, you know, I want to kind of get a little bit more into that because it's like, I remember when we did the first episode. And you were saying you started off with people,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And let's just dive into that. Like, you know, I know you mentioned how it hurt you.
Yeah.
But let's just go ahead and get a little bit deeper. When you expressing your ideas with your friends and they down for you for that moment. And then, boom, you really feeling like you by yourself. Meanwhile, the Lord is sending the right people in, you know what I'm saying? But how'd you feel knowing that these is the people that you shared your ideas with and they just kind of dropped you for a moment?
It really hurt because I'm one of those people that's like, hey, whatever opportunities I have, I'm going to make sure my people eat too. That's just how I was thinking. I'm like, hey, anybody want to do something with me? I'm going to make sure that I always put throw y'all out there. Make sure, you know, people, because like when I had got like an interview with, I don't know if you knew I had an interview with Ivy Tech. So I had a Zoom with Ivy Tech, and then they wanted me to come in and talk to their business class, which that was like a super honor because I'm not going to lie to you, a bit intimidated because I'm just like, these people is in college for what I'm doing. I didn't go to college. I have not one degree in nothing that I do. Out of the five businesses that I have, I have not one degree. This is all research, studying, and saying, okay, I see a need. And when I did share ideas with, you know, people who started with me, even with my organization, I found out people was talking behind my back. Somebody even disrespected the kids in front of me. And one thing for sure, we trying leadership. We teaching these kids how to handle themselves in different situations. How can we teach these kids when you acting a fool in front of them? That's an absolutely no-no for me. People was saying that I was doing too much. And like I said before, if you think I'm doing too much, that means you're not doing enough. Because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got time to watch what I'm doing. So
that part.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had a person who just didn't call, do no call, no show. And after 2 weeks, text me telling me like I was fouled for not checking on them. Hold up. On a regular job, can you not go to your job for 2 weeks, no call, no show, and think you still got employment? So I felt like people didn't respect me as a businesswoman. My businesses just thought like cliche. And I have to, you know, steady fight and let people know, like, I ain't your neighborhood mom and pop, you know, little janky business. You gonna respect me like you respect Walmart and them, your employer. But a lot of people don't. Just like even down to when I service people. When you go to H&R Block, can you try to sit there and negotiate a price with them? What price they tell you, you don't pay it, correct? But because I'm a Black woman who have my own business, people want to sit here and tell me my price is too high. They want to try to negotiate, think I post a lowball. Well, I can go to somebody else. Go ahead. Don't let me stop you. Because I stand behind my product, and like I tell people, if you're constantly lowballing yourself, people are not going to respect you as a businesswoman or a businessman, period. So
that's true.
And that's just real. You got to stand on it. I stand on my expertise, what I do, what I offer, because a lot of things that I do, a lot of businesses don't do. You know, I take time with my clients and customers and things like that. So I value people. And for people to be, you know, who you have shared things with, treat you in a certain type, it does really hurt. But to me, it's like, okay, that just let me know again. Well, we say the train would keep moving. Some when the train stops, some people get on and some people get off. But guess what
happens? Yeah.
The destination still is going to happen with or without those people.
I totally agree with you. I feel like for me now, the train just gonna keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Like when this started out as an idea, you know, I would kind of be, and you know, in people's inboxes, like, hey, you want to join in? You want to do this, then the third? Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely, as we have in this conversation, I need to put a disclaimer. I'm not offended. I was not, you know, hurt. It's a part of what it looks like to keep going. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody is not going to say yes, and you got to get that tough skin to keep it going. So I thank the people who didn't hop on, who didn't, you know, take this seriously. It was times I'd be like, I, you know, had the whole concept laid out.
Yeah.
You know, this is remote. So hell, you pick up your phone, I pick up mine. And all it will be is you sitting there in your bonnet and telling a story. That's it. You ain't got to drive to me and I ain't got to drive to you. I would sit up and I would get it ready.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, some people wouldn't pick up.
What?
Some people would be like, oh, girl, I fell asleep. Can we do it next week? Mm. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's just like your business. This is putting you on.
Yep.
You know, if you have whatever you got going on, it's just to spread the word, you know, and you go treat it like we home girls. No, you know. But it's like you said, you got to put more into your demand. You know, look, no, if you don't want to meet, that's it.
Yeah.
You not, it won't return. This train continues to move.
You got to understand,
you know,
there's going to come a time where those people is going to be beating your door down. How about that?
How about it?
How about that?
How about it? How about that? Are you experiencing that now since? Because listen, okay, this is before I even go into this question.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little shade alert. I'm just going to put that one out there. So, this ain't nothing that we ain't talked about when I was screaming and hollering all up in your ear. So when you was putting out the, you know, business, all the things that you had going on, you did so much for the holidays, turkey giveaways, you had, a toy drive, all these things.
Yeah.
So important to the community, and it will be several shares, maybe nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two likes.
Yeah.
Right. And we already spoke about, we don't give a shit about the likes. It's just, if I'm putting it out there, just letting y'all know it's out here.
Right.
So now you explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And explain it to me like I'm slow, for real, okay?
Okay.
Why is it that when I get on social media and I see you attached to this billboard, Jennifer, where all these likes and shares come from?
Oh.
And how does that make you feel?
I was actually like shocked at the response, you know, because I put out stuff all the time. And I do like the same community events and things like that. I mean, I love giving back because it's just when I had my son, it'd be times when I couldn't buy school supplies. I didn't have money to buy him toys or maybe like a holiday dinner and things like that. Yeah, I had my mom and all, but it's just the point that I didn't have it myself. And to see that, I was actually a little shocked, to be honest with you, because it's like, I said before, don't support me when it's popular to support me. And that's how people is. It's like when you are, when it's the dirt and you're building a frame, people don't want to be down there with you. People always want to come when you're sitting in the penthouse. And then people be wondering why you ain't fooling with them. I pay very close attention to people who do fool with me, who don't. Some of my people who I grew up with for years, do not come to none of my events. They have children, have not came out to any of my events, to support my events. I don't care if you don't need this stuff, but it's just the point that you support me, your friend. Friends, do not, and that's the truth. Only certain people. My day ones, no, don't share my stuff. No, none of that. They'll share some things, and I always be wondering, like, well, what is it about me that you don't share my stuff, support me? It's a great question. But
Whoa. Keep
it moving. I even paid attention to some people was friends with my ex-husband and be all on his stuff, supporting him. And I'm like, yeah, this is the same person who broke your homegirl down. You know, no shade. I pay attention. But maybe that was the shade right there. I'm sorry.
No, but at the end of the day, it's reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can say shade all day long, but it's real. And the real thing is, when you're doing something, you know, what I've had to learn, and again, we've talked about this,
mm-hmm.
It's all about intent.
Yeah.
All about intent. And this is something that I had to learn, and I want whoever listening to hear me when I say this. Whatever you have, whether it's your business, whatever you're doing on social media, remember your intent. Don't get caught up in those likes and those shares, because it actually gets caught up with validation.
Mm-hmm.
The minute somebody does not share your things, does not come on and like your stuff, it changes your mainframe,
mm-hmm.
your mind frame. It's no longer the intent gets lost. So when people want to make it seem like they always fucking with you, it's usually after you've done something huge, and like the billboard, you know?
Yeah.
Now you got people who never shared your stuff, never gave you business. And well, look, we ain't going to be mad about the business, but what I like is that you do keep going and you don't get caught up in losing the intent. You know, when I post about the podcast, I don't care who like it.
Yeah.
And that's real. That is so real. I don't go back. I don't care who shares it. I don't care, because I don't want my intent to get lost. As long as I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's all that matter. I'm not going to get on social media like, dang, my people ain't sharing. Did I share? Did I put out? Look, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
it's my dream.
Yeah. But
And I absolutely love that you keep going.
Yeah. One thing I do know is people are watching. Like, I did a reel to advertise my tax business. Two people liked it. Yes, okay. 200 wounded. What they tell me? You watch it. You watch it. Well, out of 200 people, only 2 people love the real. But that's why I tell people, it's like, I kind of like maybe block that out of my mind, because when I first started, I remember my first event in 2019, I was so excited. I had 57 businesses departed my very first event. And I just thought, like, my family, my friends, and all of them was going to show up. And I only charged the vendors $20. People told me that was a crackhead price, but people didn't understand it wasn't about the money for me. It was me introducing myself to the world. Like, hey, my name is Jennifer Williams. I do business. What do you do? How can we help one another? How can we, you know, benefit or network together? I was trying to learn what everybody else did so they know what I do. So maybe somehow we can exchange services. You know what I'm saying? You refer me, I refer you, blah, blah, blah. Look here. Some of my people was complaining about paying $20 to be a part of my event, to sell their stuff. My family, most of my family did not show up. Might have been one or two. And that really hurt me. I think I cried, but somebody told me straight up, like, Jen, it's not going to be your friends and family that's going to support you. It's going to be total strangers. And when I tell you, when that locked in my mind, and it's the truth, man, there'd be so many people who I just met who became hard for me. Like, I got on Ivy Tech to go talk to, that was a lady who seen me on LinkedIn. Didn't even a can of paint. That lady had me come out to her class and speak to them. And I'm not making stuff up. Them people told me that I was the best speaker that they ever had in that class. And I was just like, how? You know, I was kind of confused. And they was just like, everybody else was boring. You were very engaging. You like told us like the real, the raw about things. And they loved that. And I was just thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking like, because I'm not educated, I don't have degrees behind my name, people won't find me appealing. You see what I'm saying? And we talked about, you better act like God sent you in there, walk with your head held high and things like, you see what I'm saying? I'm assessing myself because I'm thinking of what I don't have. But that's what inspired people, because guess what? You could either take this lane or that lane.
Well, you know, actually, I said, you better walk in that motherfucker like God sent you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe you want to pass this to your church folks, but you let them know it's going to be some cursing. But that's exactly how I said it. And I stand on that. You know, when you know your gift.
Yeah.
And you've cried those tears.
Man.
Every womb you walk in is meant for you anyway.
Yeah.
Every room, we know the rooms that we don't want to fuck with no more. Yep. And this gonna be a cursing episode, baby. Okay. We recognize those rooms.
Yeah.
But when those doors open, do you know that Maya Angelou taught classes and she did not have degrees either?
Oh,
wow. She was a college professor and had not had college in her bones. When these rooms is meant for you, it don't matter what you got, ain't got, you walk in that motherfucker like you, like God sent you, because he did. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. You want to extend this, because shit, we can, you know, if you don't. Okay. Yeah. We go make this a extended version, probably a little over an hour, because I think we haven't really even dug the hole into what it looks like when you trying to climb out that pit and get to your palace, and the tears that you cry and the discouragement that you might get. And like you said, creating an atmosphere that's probably right next to people in the neighborhood, and you look up and they don't come.
Yeah.
When you want to give up,
mm-hmm.
but you know that you have been through enough to keep going. Like I always say, it's like climbing those stairs. You almost to the door and you want to give up because you're tired. You know, you like me, you know, should be out of breath, pulled out your inhaler a couple times.
Yes.
But you look at them stairs like, fuck, I'm already here. And if I go down these stairs, shit, I'm almost here. So
I'll go back down. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I try to look back every blue moon. Honestly, I see nothing behind me. And that's God telling me everything I have for you is ahead of you. So it's like I can't even attempt to go back to where I used to be because I don't fit in there anymore.
You not even her no more. Like I said, shit, you did an episode a couple months ago. Yeah. You're not that same woman. We go put a pin in this right now. And y'all, we go make this a whole hour. So for the people that have been through what Jennifer has experienced, just the tip of what she's experienced, and I'm adding in my little war stories too. Stay tuned. We making this an extended, Lord. Why I wait to start stuttering towards the end? I ain't even got a stuttering problem. Child, chat. Please. Okay. Let me send you this other link and give my tongue a rest. Oh, that sounded nasty. Okay. Anyway, let me send you another link, girl. Stay tuned, everybody. Okay, y'all, we extending this because we are just getting into the thick of it. I got my girl Jennifer on the line. And, you know, like I said, I think I'm going to title this From the Pit to the Palace. And we all know you got to go through some tough shit sometimes to get to your palace. You know, you got to go through it. And some of the things that we was covering is the hurtful part of being in that pit. And one of the things that you was talking about was, you know, you was pretty much discovering who you were, but then here's that isolation, right? So you have an event, people noticing who you are. And you, sometimes you feel like you have to have those solo celebrations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the solo celebration part of before you get to your palace?
Yeah, I started doing a lot of things actually, like, to myself, by myself. I went on a crusade that I didn't want to date or talk to men. I wanted to work solely on myself because, like I said, I wanted to know what that was because I was always just worried about everybody else and their needs. And I just remember at times, like, I would be out and I would see couples together and I would go home crying. And I'm like, what is this about, girl? Get yourself together. So it's just like I started to take myself on dates, and I did that for 2 years straight. And it felt pretty good because I was able to focus a lot more on things. You know, I remember my father told me, you marry the first time for love. Next time it's business, then love. And that stuck in my mind. So I'm just like, you don't never want it where you in a place where you are dependent on other people to take care of you. So at this point is, when somebody say what you bring to the table, maybe I bring the house, the chairs, the furniture, the cars, everything like that. You know, I bring a lot with me. And it feels good to be in that space because I had to do some heavy artillery equipment on Jennifer. I remember I went broke. I mean, I even had to put my son at the house because he was disrespectful, losing my marriage, seeing that the person that I actually at one time thought loved me was out 3 months later after we separated, was engaged to another woman. So I had to work on my inner me because the old me, you know, wanted to go wreck shop on some people.
The old Jennifer. Look, I remember her. I do. I remember her.
Girl, let me tell you. You know, I just remember I found out where you lived at. I sat in the car for 3 hours in -2-degree weather. I mean, tried to jump in his window. I mean, I did a lot of awful things. So that's why I'm saying it's like, God needed to isolate me.
I'm glad you own that, though. Yes. You know what's dope is that you own that because... That's why I invited you back. One thing I can't stand is when people want to tell they pit to palace story, and they leave out a large majority of that. And it's like you said, it's like the that dating scene, man. It do.
It's awful.
I've been seeing people walking in together holding hands, and I have literally cried in the car like old dude from Friday, like, Lord, I don't. Lord.
Oh, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I couldn't stomach a man for a while. I didn't trust him after this person was slandering me and my son as well. It was awful. So I was just like, I need a break from that. You know, I chose something different because normally you'll jump out of something into something else. This time I decided, let me heal the right way. I needed to heal the right way. So I had to go through every emotion there was, I went through, you know, I can't stand you. I hate you. I want to kill you. Suicide. What did I do? What's wrong with me? I mean, I went through every emotion there was to healing until one day I was able to really look myself in the mirror and smile again and be happy at the woman that I was staring at. Like, people don't understand. That took a lot because I'm not going to lie to you, 6 years ago, I didn't never think that I was going to be able to be happy again, smile again, let somebody else in my space to love me again. I just never thought that. I just thought that at the age of 38 that my life was over with. It was done because this person wrote me off. But now I realize that was the end of the season for that person. And it was the reverse of Jennifer Williams and who God ordained me to be. And I was just like, I had to walk in. And so I realized some things had to be left behind me. Some things had to be removed. And that was the biggest thing. And it's just like, once all that stuff was just pushed to the side and removed, it's like, I could see, I had clear vision. Mm-hmm. And I realized,
what's that song?
Yeah.
What's that song? I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Man, when I tell you, it was like God gave me a fresh new pair of eyes. And I was just like, oh, okay. I just remember my granny telling me, like, you're going to be in a place in your life that you're going to be glad that things happened the way they did. And when I tell you that, even though when I went through what I went through, the ups, the downs, the hurt, the disrespect, actually, I wouldn't change anything. I needed that. It taught me some things. And that's why I always tell people still to this day, don't just go through something, grow through it. And I grew through that. It taught me to be patient. Stop ignoring those red flags because they're there for a reason. You know, don't let somebody trick you into something or rush you into something that you're not ready for. It definitely taught me a lot. Love yourself. Love you. Don't care about nobody else's opinion about yourself. You know who you are. Walk with your head held high. Let people say what they're going to say because people going to say stuff if you're doing good or bad. People going to always talk. But be confident in the woman that you are. I done had family members disrespect me because the way I'm moving, and that hurt right there. I had to cut some toxic family members off. Because people, again, people can't stand the way you're moving because in their mind, who the hell you think you are?
It's that part.
Yeah.
It's that part because, you know, I want to touch on a few things that you said only because I resonate with them. I thought I loved me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the operative word. I thought it. And if you know, I ain't much changed personality wise. You hang around me, baby. You go have a good goddamn time. I'm going to make sure of it. But believe it or not, that was an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
I was making sure everybody around me was, like you said earlier, straight.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Did you laugh enough? What can I do? And in that time frame, I'm like, man, you know, once people finish laughing, once people finish, you know, whatever I was offering them, it was like, I ain't see them no more. You know?
Yeah.
That was the hurtful part for me.
Yeah.
Because here I am trying to support or trying to do what I can do to pour into you. And when I look around, my cup is bone dry. And I had my crying sessions as well. But my issue was I had to come to God during the pandemic. And I'ma get a little deep with this one. So I've shared this story with a few people. The pandemic for me was my blessing. And I'm not at all, and I probably said this before in a few episodes, so I'm not at all making light of the people who lost people to COVID. Mm-hmm. And some people never have been the same, you know. I'm just going to talk about what it did for me. So for me, that was my pit, you know. Was at a job, unhappy, you know, in a position. We was just about to talk about a different position at this job, and then the pandemic hit.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, yeah, you know, and for me, it was upward movement. I had always wanted to kind of grow within this company, and I did see certain growths, but not where God wanted me to be. So 2019, I'm sitting on it, and that's when I discovered that the job I was at just didn't care, honey. 2020, by 2020, we was all being planted. I say that to everybody. That was our planting time, because everybody was in the same boat. No, celebrities wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was down. We all could have some form of relation. But me, I saw the ugly side of it. I started having the job I was working at the time threaten me if I didn't come back.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, threat. Like, what's up with the threats? Like, I've been here. I done A, B, C, and D for this job. I done, you know, stuck with y'all. And now I'm getting threats. Like, okay, you don't come back, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I had to definitely lean on God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when things started happening. I seen a meme, and I have not yet, I've not seen this meme since. It was like, sis, get that podcast started or something like that. And I was like, huh, you know?
Yeah.
So I found Anchor, which is now Spotify for podcasters or whatever, downloaded it. This is when the adventure started, you know, and I had some bumps and bruises along the way. And those was the ones that hurt me, because I remember telling, you know, my best friend, Kia, what up, Kia? I said, I feel like I keep getting, like what I say, I feel like I'm in boot camp, like shit, 2020, 2019, 2020, 2021 was another blow. 2022, I'm like, damn, get me off the boat, please. What the hell? Like, is this what it's like getting closer to God? Listen, let me remain a heathen, please.
You asking God for something, baby, ain't gonna come easy. It's gonna stop be some stuff that you're gonna go through, and it's gonna hurt.
Man, it is. I'm like, look, I wanted to play tap out so bad. Like, hey, can you drop me off right here? I promise. Like, wherever you want to drop, if it's at the pits of hell at this point, just please, just because I could not take at that time who he was creating me to be. And the thing is, I asked for it. I asked God, create me who you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
But man, as I tell people, God is an interior decorator, baby. He is not just going to move a chair.
Baby.
He going to come in and redecorate your whole life. Listen. And you ain't going to like it at first. You going to be like,
Listen.
That ain't the vision I have for my living room. He going to come to you with polka dots and stripes. But when it's done.
Yeah, people not
going to
recognize you.
That's it.
People say to me this day, like, you different, even to the way you speak, you think, you act, like you a different woman. So people don't know this. It's like I always used to say, it's like you're going to have to reintroduce yourself to people.
Mm-hmm.
When God is done with you, trust me, they're not going to recognize you.
And that's the part right there, the reintroduction. Okay. Because like you, like I've not dated in a very, very long time. Okay. And at first that used to bother me because I would sit up and see people, thanks to social media, I would get up and see people move around. But then I'm like, you know what? I gotta be solid to attract who's for me.
Yep. Work on
you know.
Yep.
The one thing I don't want to do in this dating field is come to a man half done, half baked. I do not want to be a man's headache for real.
Speak.
So I had to handle a lot of things behind the scenes with me. And God definitely did test me like, okay, well, look, I'm impatient, baby. Listen, don't put me on hold too long. Baby, I'm a hang up. It don't even have to be a minute. You know, I'm impatient with a lot of stuff, but that's a part of relationship from what I understand. Cause you know, I still ain't got nobody, but patience and all those things, you know?
Yeah.
So I love what you said. The one thing I want to talk about also is like you said, you have to reintroduce yourself. So we moving up from the pit, right? And we seeing the palace.
Yeah.
So now that you're unrecognizable, I'm sure you have people that try to remind you who you were.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
I remember it was an ex. He complimented me on, you know, how I'm moving, how, you know, I look different and all this. And that. Oh, I just remember when you used to didn't want to work. I said, huh? I said, I ain't never not wanted to work. What are you talking about? I said, that's just probably the time I might have got fired or something. I don't know. I said, but what do you mean? But people will, because I realize people will bring up your past because they don't have access to you, your now. You see what I'm saying? They have nothing else because they don't know who you are, what you got going on. So it will be like, you know, my child's father one day, oh, I remember you used to be trying to bust out windows. Look at you now. Well, why
Indeed.
Did I
say it?
Exactly. Why did I try to bust the window out?
Right. Did I just see a window and want to bust it, or did you make me just tap into some Jasmine Sullivan up on that ass? You know,
one thing about me is even with my youth group, I don't act like I'm a perfect woman. I have told my girls about everything I've done, even down to sitting in the backseat of my ex-husband car with a butcher knife and wanting to kill him that night. I'm just wild with people. It's because
wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on, Jennifer.
Well,
I'm sorry. No, baby, you say a butcher knife?
Yes, I had a butcher knife that night. Oh, I left that part out. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wait, baby. Is this when you sat in a dead of winter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tried to climb in his window with I had on a dress, some tights, and some brand new boots. Messed my brand new boots up trying to get up in that window.
No, you did.
Yes, ma'am.
No, your booty cheeks was hanging baby, out too, Jennifer.
Baby, look here. I sat in the dark for a minute, for probably about 30 of those minutes outside waiting. I mean, I was a mess 6 years ago. I was a mess. So it's like, I tell people who I was, what I used to do. Like, I don't sugarcoat things because I'm like, this is what I evolved from. You know, I'm not a perfect Patty or nothing like that. I did some things in my life.
That's right.
And I feel like it has cultivated me into the woman that I am. Why you think that I'm able to help these children? Because the things that they're doing now, the things I did back in my past. When I say I can relate with you, no, I can't really relate with you. Some of the things that I'm going through, suffering through, I have been there. Not had nobody to talk to, trauma, things like that. I've been there. Daddy issues, been there. Disrespectful Negroes, been there. Cheated on, been there. Beat on, been there. House, cars, evicted. I mean, cars, you know, repo, been there. Bad credit, been there. So it's like when I'm helping people, I don't act like I'm just this perfect fat. I've been where you at. That's why I'm able to help a lot of people. Everything I do is stemming around helping somebody. I'd have been on the other side. I don't act like my nose and like, yeah, I didn't made it. And I didn't do those things. I didn't engage in that. A lot of people nowadays, they don't want to tell their story. Everybody want to act like things is just so pretty and cute. No, you want to engage people. People want to know that, hey, oh, you was in that space that I was in. So I can make it. I can pull myself out of this. You know, it's a light at the end of the tunnel. I always tell people, tell your story. People is going to buy into your testimony. But a lot of people don't want to tell their testimony. They want to look like they squeaky clean. And I don't want to look that way. I mean, I don't really care about what people say about me because I'm confident in myself, who I am. I done did a lot of work on Jennifer Williams, me and God. It was a hell of a journey. I would be on my way to church crying, boo-hooing. I remember many times I break down in the middle of in a hallway and a group of old ladies would come surround me. Connie was one of them, my auntie. Because I was going through it, baby. I needed God. I needed everybody. When I tell you God sent in so many people to help me. So it's just like, I smile at who I am today. Because, baby, this was like years to take to get to where I'm at, to just even smile and be happy. Like, I roll by myself. I don't do those sister circle things and stuff like that. No, because a lot of them chicks is mean and they phony. I don't want to be around phony people. I want to be around people who really trying to make a difference, really trying to help people, give back. That's what my mind is. I don't want to be associated with people who just want to do stuff because they want to be seen. Everything I do, I really don't care about being seen because my heart is in it. I love helping people. I love giving back. Can't nobody tell you that I've been mean-spirited to them. Not one. Mm-hmm. Some women, you'll be surprised at some of the people, business owners in Gary that I helped. It was me, the reason they have their businesses. They'll never tell you that. Because guess what? They hang around people who talk about me. They don't even want to tell people they didn't do business with me. Because they guess what? Because of the things that people saying about me, they know it's not true. So that's why I kind of say to myself, I stay in my own lane. I ain't trying to compete with nobody else. I actually compete with the woman in the mirror. That's who I compete with. Nobody else.
And that's the major competition right there. Yes. You know what I mean? It's yes. Like, because you're right. You know, people will throw your name under the bus.
Yes.
But when they see you out, honey, it's let's smile for the camera. Can I tag your name and stuff? And you be like, yeah. So what we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What we doing? I'm going to have a serious moment and say, listen, I take my hat off to everything you just said, all the things you went through. That's because you were young and, you know, just kind of developing. But now, like you said, look, rolling by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I told you that. I think that we were kind of created when those things happen, just my opinion, they're a form of distraction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And people think distraction is, oh, the phone rang. No, it can come in the form of gossip. It can come in the form of getting online and seeing shit. It can come, you know. I mean, but when you silence all of that out and you find your lane, man.
Yes. You become
unstoppable.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. You become unstoppable. And I'm with you on, I don't like gossipy. Like, certain people don't even call me no more because it's like they be talking about me. I don't care about who's sleeping with who doing what. No, I don't go to the club because I just feel like, you're in the club every week. What are you celebrating? Mm. I'm confused.
Baby, listen, my knees ain't even good for the clubs no more. I might go out for some good music, but shit, I'm not Megan. And Cardi, listen, them days is over. I always tell people I can shake my goddamn shoulders, but my back getting big now, so I don't even like the way that jiggle feel. Oh yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I got big back action, you know. But we go roll this up because actually the conversation I really do believe will help some. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody is prepared to get a meal like this. You got to go through some real shit. You got to lose some friends. you got to see that family ain't always,
come
you
on,
know.
Come on.
Yeah, it's, that's just a word.
Come on.
And you have to learn not to take it personally. That is a part of your ego, you mm-hmm. know. And when you have your ego death, it is so freeing to know that, oh, okay, don't let me take it personal. Shit, that's on you.
Right.
I'm responsible for my reaction.
For sure. I ain't trying to change people's opinions on me because that's your opinion and you entitled right. to it. But that's why I be telling my girls all the time. It's like, you can't worry about what other people say about you, because guess what? If you're worried about it, is there some truth in it? No. So what are you upset about? What are you worried about? Be confident mm-hmm. in who you are. You know who you are and what you're not. And you got to know how to tune out the noise.
You do, because when you have focus, you better believe that distraction is going to come, you know, and it's really up to you. Like I said, I'm going to continue to repeat this. I'm responsible for my reaction, yep. you know, and that's it. And a lot of people laugh at how nonchalant I can be.
Yeah.
Why? My energy can be placed somewhere else. My energy is always going to be placed on the people who love on me
yeah.
and keep it real with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't matter if we talk every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't matter if you ever share any damn thing. Just know that I'm growing and yeah. I'm not the same Keisha, and you ain't the same Jennifer. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
The booty cheeks didn't freeze off, baby. I'm glad, because look, we all one step away from a good and bad decision. You
facts,
know what I mean?
Facts. And that's why it's best to just, like you say, tune out the noise, work on you. And I promise you, once you remove distractions, I promise you, work on yourself for like at least one good year. You're going to be, like they say, about 5-6 years ahead of the game. And that's why when I didn't date anything like that, I was able to focus on my needs and what I was trying to do. And I realized that it was so many things that I wanted to do in this world. I couldn't focus before because it was too much chaos around me. And that's the thing. That's the trick of the enemy. The enemy knows what God has for you. So guess what? It's his job to keep you from it, to put a whole lot of things in your way, obstacles and things, so you won't have access to it. But I was determined that I wasn't going to let that stuff stop me.
And also, you know, I know shit, I ain't trying to push this no more. We at 25, but also it's important to keep your good and bad to yourself. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like when I share with people that, and I've expressed this to you, I've expressed it a smidgen on social media, but they don't know everything. I have a real life stalker. Like I've seen this shit.
Telling me that.
Yeah. I've seen this on Lifetime. I've never experienced this in real life where a man has come and knocked on my door 2 a.m, followed me to my car, called me all kind of names. There's been police reports filed, and I still get on and stay committed mm-hmm. to me putting out a podcast every Wednesday and Friday.
You know what that is? That's your distraction. How about
that's
that?
That's what it is.
And to keep you from accessing it. So guess what? So you'll be somewhere scared, nervous, depressed, don't want to do XYZ. That's your distraction.
And it has, and you know what? I have to be honest. It did place me there for a minute until here come a cuss word alert. I remember who the fuck I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look, you got some stories and I ain't gonna share mine, but baby, listen now. Sir, do you know whose door you really fucking with? Okay. Like, I done went to the proper people, and I've been trying to keep myself reserved, but sir, do you really want to keep knocking on this door? You know what I mean?
You gotta be like me and get that Glock, baby, because I keep that in my top drawer and my office, and I carry her with me all the time, so I wish her MF a would.
Listen, I ain't gonna tell my updated story.
I have life to carry.
Baby, just know ain't nobody knocking on this door no more. Okay. I don't want nobody pushing me, but it's necessary. And like you said, that's what distraction look like. Yep. And before we wrap up, let me see. I'm gonna ask you, and I know this gonna be a crazy question
mm-hmm.
because I can just imagine how you feel. But Jennifer, throughout all the stories that we've talked about, the journey of Jennifer, the ups and downs, the heartache, the laying on the ground, the women coming around you and consoling you and telling you, one day you go look back on this. And like you said, I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-mm.
How does this feel for real to know that there is a billboard with your face on it? It could have just been your business.
Yeah.
But it's your face. I told you the next billboard going to be the crack of your ass because people going to have to kiss that, baby. But that's for another time. That's 25.
Go ahead.
How does this feel?
Yeah. It felt amazing because when I seen it and they sent over the graphics, you know, I started this back in like in August, you know, did everything. And when I actually seen the graphics, I actually smiled and I cried. I did, because I'm just like, girl, you really doing this? I remember I put on my vision board in 2016 that I put three different offices on my vision board that I wanted to have in 2016. God made it possible. 2020, I got approved for the loan, but then pandemic hit a week later. So I didn't get my building back to actually a year later, which was 2021. And I was fired from my job. And now is to see your face on a billboard. Because I remember last year, I did a post on Facebook. I said, one day, I'm going to get me a billboard. And I thought about it the other day, and I was like, God, you said you was going to get a billboard, Jennifer. And it's very humbling to know, like, you was just a Black girl who had a dream, and you just decided to go for it. And when I got fired from my job, I said, it's now or never. I was scared out of my mind. But I told myself, I said, what else do you have to lose? You don't want to look back 10, 20 years and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Go for it. And what keeps people from pushing forward? Are they scared of failure? But do people not understand that's all a part of the success, failing? Now you know what works and doesn't work, but you get back up on the horse and you keep moving. And just to see that, and just to know, like, you was the girl who was on 7th of Fillmore, and your cousin just say, you got champagne taste with a beer bottle wallet. I would never forget my cousin said that. And I'd be thinking like, I wish you could see me now.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's just...
That Miss Carrie? Shout out to Carrie, man.
It was Carrie. Carrie was a straight shooter.
Thieves. Hey, now. Let's give a shout out to Carrie because, yes, man, yes, that girl was literally ahead of her time.
Yes, she was.
I don't want to cut it because you know how this do. We've done good up until now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to cut us, but I want to tell you in front of everybody, I am so proud of you. And this is why this podcast, this is why you on here. You know, you've made it possible for other people to know that it is possible. You know, just don't let the distractions and the things that you go through keep you, because that's a number God pulling you into a better version of yourself. Yeah. And I love that you manifested all of that. I remember saying I was going to get one too. So girl, look,
come on now.
It might be one right behind you, but no, I want to tell you I'm proud of you, and I want to tell you to keep going. I thank you for sharing your story, your heartache, your pain, all of it, like you said, was pretty much preparing you for seeing different versions of you now and those young ladies. So if y'all ain't seen the billboard, baby, I don't know what you waiting for. Matter of fact, I want y'all to go see the billboard, take a picture of yourself by it so she will know that you've seen it and that you are in full support. Y'all, it's been a pleasure. I got my girl Jennifer on the line from the pit to the palace. And Jennifer, anytime, okay, we go talk more, because I'm sure after this billboard, baby, you go be doing something else and I'm be like calling, screaming on your phone for that. Okay, I don't want to put it out there, but if Wedding Bells is in the picture, I do sing. Just know that.
Oh, Lord. I think he wanted to propose. He told me he wanted to propose.
Well, look, tell him I sing for free. Oh. I will do that for free.
Free. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I put it out there, everybody. She ain't sound too excited, but it's okay. It's all right. I do praise dance too. You know, I call it the big it. Back dance. Okay. Like, don't worry about it. I come in my tutu, everything. But y'all, listen, I hope that you all have been nourished by this absolutely great episode. And wish Jennifer well, y'all. Wish her well. Share her stuff. Thank Go you. Look and see all the activities. She got a health fair coming up. I'll put all that because, look, we over 30 and my booty tight, child. I'm like, oh, Lord, don't cut us off. We done too well.
Right.
So, okay, y'all, until the next time, Jennifer, you got maybe one little thing you want to say to anybody?
Yes. Never give up on your dreams and yourself. Keep pushing. No matter how many hurdles come your way, jump over and push through and just leap out into success and be the best version of yourself.
You heard it first from Jennifer N. Williams, who got plenty of businesses, baby. So if she can do it, you can do it too. That's all she's saying. Okay. So till the next time, y'all, thank you for listening to Put Your Phone Down podcast. I'm your host, Keisha, and we will be talking again very soon. All right, y'all.